The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
It's time to wake up with a nice cup of morning roast. Featuring
Fillmore's finest, Bronte Hill. The pride of the Excelsior, Joe Butcher Boy Shasky. You're listening to 95.7 The Game, the morning roast.
All right, well, hello there, and a Merry Christmas Eve to everyone. No, don't adjust your dial. It's no Bronte Hill, no Joe Shasky. Don't even have a Joe Spadonian today. We're going to the very back of the bench. It's Sam Lubman, usually producing the morning roast. I will be hosting this morning. It's not going to stop us from having a fun time, though, as much more fun time than the Warriors had last night. Warriors do fall to the Pacers 111-105. Early lump of coal, so to speak, for the Dubs there. So we'll get into that in just a second. Good morning to everyone out there, though. Good morning to all those truck drivers. Good morning to all the ambulance drivers, fire truck drivers, firemen, cops, nurses, doctors. Good morning to all those overnight dancers. It's Christmas week, so you know they're doing good this week. All the elves, you know, taking time off. Well, I guess the elves can't take time off this week.
They can never take time off.
Good morning to our guy behind the glass, Steven Risotto. He'll be pressing the buttons and answering the phones today. So if you want to call in, 888-957-9570, that is the number to call in. You'll chat to Steven. He'll put you on hold. Then you get to chat with me and my co-host today, Jake Hutchinson. Jake, how you doing today? Got the best hair in radio today between you and me.
We love it. We love to have it, folks. We love you joining us on this very gloomy, very rainy Christmas Eve. I got woken up at 2 in the morning. My dog was not having it. Just torrential. Heard some trees are falling down. But, you know, we stay cozy in here.
Exactly.
Get the takes off. We try and make sense of what's going on with the Warriors. Oof. What's going on with the Niners. There's not a lot to make sense of with everything going on, but we're going to try and make sense of it.
Yeah, no, we are dreaming of a wet Christmas here in the Bay Area. That's what we get. I've never actually had a... All right. You know, I've never actually had a white Christmas, a snowy Christmas growing up here in California. I think I've only done Christmas really here in California.
It's pretty nice. Yeah. I grew up in New Jersey, and okay. It's nice. And then you got to shovel snow for...
You see,
for
that
a few
doesn't
days.
Sound as nice.
It's nice when you're a kid and it's the first time you're shoveling snow.
Of course.
And then you end up, you know, having to do it as a teenager and your mom
the
is yelling
is
at
gone,
you on a
yeah.
Sunday morning and you're just...
Was there ever a neighbor you had to go and shovel snow for as well?
Occasionally you help.
Like an old lady down the lane.
Yeah, you
got
to help
that.
With the sidewalks. It's sort of, you know, the community, everybody gets together, shovels the sidewalks. But I never got like paid to shovel someone's driveway. You help out, but it's never as much fun as it sounds.
Not as rewarding.
Yeah.
Anyway, all right. Shout out to those who are watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union. For a low rate auto loan, apply online or just ask First NorCal Financing at the dealer. Jake, it was not that long ago that the Warriors were one of the kings of the NBA, one of the best teams. You could count on them to win every night. They get those threes when you needed them to. They were playing some of the best defense in the NBA. No, I'm not talking about the Warriors of yesteryear when Kevin Durant and Klay Thompson were here winning championships with these teams. I'm talking about just about a month ago when the Warriors were 10-2 and we were feeling about as good as you could possibly feel about this team. The words that were used were good vibes. Everyone was happy. It was all smiles, which, you know, that'll happen when you get off to a 10-2 start. Warriors are 5-11 since that 10-2 start. They have lost. They are 7-6 now at home, losing 5 of the last 7 games played at Chase Center after last night's 111-105 loss. Warriors currently sit at 15-13 in the West. That is good for the 8th spot in the standings. A lot of season to go. They are a half game behind their opponent tomorrow, the Los Angeles Lakers. LeBron James, Austin Reeves, Anthony Davis. They will be coming to town. You'll be able to hear that tomorrow. Tip-off is at 5. Warriors Live is going to start at 4 tomorrow, so make sure you are locked in there. But talk about that game last night. Again, Warriors do lose. You do get some good performances, though. Jonathan Kuminga, 26 points off the bench, go along with 8 rebounds. Trayce Jackson-Davis got the start last night at center. He dropped 13 points. Steph Curry, though, a rough shooting night from him. 2 of 13 shooting. Both those shots he made were from 3. 2 of 9 from 3. And it's hard for the Warriors to win basketball games when Steph Curry is not shooting the ball well. Even more so when the cast around him really is just not built to withstand those off-shooting
nights. Number one takeaway from last night, Steph got kind of clamped by Nembhard. That was what defined this game, right? You know, Steph is dealing with the knee soreness, and he's playing off ball, and the Warriors are playing pretty well. You know, they go up, and then there's a couple different runs, a couple different swings, and they end up getting it close, and Steph has that chance with, I think, 40 seconds to go, put the Warriors up one. You like their chances if he hits that. It's a shot he usually hits. But it felt like, one, he didn't quite have the legs, and it's because Nembhard was guarding him relentlessly all game long, and you got to say he probably got the better of that matchup. And I think, out of anything last night, you know, you can point to a lot of things, a lot of missed free throws, but that's their MO. You sort of have to expect that at this point. I just think that Nembhard matchup, the way he covered Steph, like, that was the difference maker in that game.
Yeah, and I think you're seeing a lot more of that than these last few weeks, where you're watching these games, and just if teams, they start focusing in on Steph, you're noticing that he's looking slower this year, which is a scary thing to say. Like, there was a moment, I think it was that Nuggets game a couple weeks ago, I'm watching Steph in the first quarter, and out of nowhere, you know, like the worst light bulb in the history of forever went off in my head. It was like, oh my God, this guy's actually getting old.
Oh, he's actually 36 years old?
This is ridiculous to say out loud, Jake, but there is a part of me that legitimately thought that Steph would age like LeBron and be Steph Curry until he was 40 years old.
That's the thing about Steph Curry. We all have such a monumental amount of respect for him that we're ignoring the reality that he is not a large player.
No.
He is a 6'3 point guard at a position that typically does not age gracefully.
No.
But because he's like the greatest shooter of all time, and he's reinvented himself, and he's worked on his body in a way that, like, few other players have been able to do. He's added muscle. He's been able to sustain himself. We've given him credit to say, all right, he's got a few years left. And I'm not saying Steph doesn't, but the reality is he is 36, and this sort of stuff is going to be more and more common. He's going to have stuff crop up with his knees. It's going to be harder for sustain him. That's part of the reason you go and get Schroeder as another ball handler to just take some of that off of him, and you sort of use him more as an off guard, which I think plays much better because they're still doing a lot of that motion offense, which is something I think some of us wanted, maybe hoped, the Warriors would go away from a little bit as Steph ages, just so he's not running constantly.
Yeah, because does he run like, what, 4 or 5 miles a game or something ridiculous
exactly.
Like that?
I mean, it's part of what makes them so dynamic, you know, with those dribble handoffs with Draymond and him and the way they operate. But at the same time, like, that may not be the most sustainable way to go when you're 36 and you have some knee pain. And you go back to the Olympics, and that was something, again, it wasn't that much, but it was
it's
extra
either that
games.
Or you're sitting at home resting those knees.
It would have been time off, and he didn't have that. And no one's criticizing him,
no.
But this is the reality. But the fact that we are a little surprised, even though we shouldn't be, shows you the amount of respect I think we all rightfully have for Steph.
Exactly, yeah, because that's his entire career has basically been defying those kind of odds. I mean, he's always been an undersized guard. I mean, you remember, for a long time, even still now, you see the scars on his arms from all the contact he's taken and rarely getting calls on any of these hits here that he's taken over the years. Yeah, it just makes sense that at some point that would start to manifest and show on a night-to-night basis. And what's ridiculous is even as we say this, he's still one of the best players in the league. He's still one of the most dangerous players in the league. You ask any team, any out there, and they'll tell you they do not want to see Stephen Curry in a playoff series because, the old adage is if you have Steph, you have a chance. Now, I don't know how good that chance is right now with the way the team is currently constructed, but yeah, Steph's a guy who you're going to be worrying about no matter what until the end because the shooting's always going to be there. The spacing, though, and this was always concerned with Klay Thompson not coming back this year, is that the spacing was just not going to be there as much for Steph.
And Steph's a guy that just, even though he drives, he has had one of the worst whistles in the league for his entire career, so he's not able to just slow the game down as much as some of the other point guards, like a Harden. I know Harden's a shooting guard, point guard, whatever. He's a ball dominant player.
Mm-hmm.
Like players like that who can just get to the rim and get the call to slow the game down, to take a sec, to get breathers. He doesn't get that benefit. So
no.
He's not shooting multiple free throws. Not a ton of free throws
a game.
Oh, the
free throw disparity. It's one of the most laughable things in all of sports. The free throw disparity between guys like Steph and James Harden, who. I won't go too far down deep the James Harden rabbit hole right now because I don't want
to scary rabbit hole to go down.
Yeah, I've never been a fan of James Harden or his game. I think his game's a gimmick. It's built around the fact that he can draw fouls. That's if you gave James Harden the same whistle that Steph has had, his career is not the
Shea Gilgeous Alexander, who's like a phenomenal player, but it's just foul hunting. You got a lot of that in the league because the league rewards it.
Yeah, and there was a time where Steph was doing that. I don't see him doing that much this year where he would take those threes and try and fall into the guy that's guarding him to try and get that. I always hated that.
Yeah.
Because for me, it's like, Steph, you're better than that. Come on, dude. You don't need to go foul hunting like that. Let's go to the lines here. We already got some people on the line. The opinions are hot when the show opens playing and we got callers on the line. So we're going to go out to Bleacher Dave in Oakland, who is not thrilled with the state of the Dubs. Bleacher Dave, how are we doing on this Christmas Eve morning?
Man, Christmas Eve morning, I'm doing great.
Oh, it's good to have
my I got my Cuban cigar sitting on the porch and the pre-dawn drizzle. And a big old pot of red beans bubbling up for food tomorrow. For
wow, family. Just rub it in, why don't you?
Gravy.
I would switch places with you in a heartbeat.
Y'all not working. Y'all not working, is you? I'm sorry. I shouldn't have brought it up. Anyway.
Dave, I'm talking sports with Jake Hutchinson. To call this work is a stretch. This is a fun Christmas morning.
Be what you love, you never work a day in your life.
Exactly, buddy. All right. Exactly. All right, what do you got on the Dubs?
So first regular season Warriors game that I've paid attention to this season. Went to the game last night. I ain't seen the game since preseason. The gap between then and now, because I ain't seen no games, is that it fell off a cliff. Now, y'all been fooled because y'all been watching them decline slowly, and you can't see this. It's stark for me. So right now, the Emperor has no clothes. Are they 12 and are they 12? Are they 10-2? No, they're not that good.
Not
are they 5-11? No, they're not that bad. Are they the 7-16 that they are at? That's about how good they are. This is a mediocre team and ain't nothing happening. So right now and last night, man, Curry and Green look absolutely geriatric. There's no spring, no separation. No, they can't do it. The other teams know at the end of the game what's going to happen. They gripping on Steph Curry. So here's my thought, and I want to see what y'all got to say here. The window's closing. I mean, we can see that before our eyes. And so we can pretend like we don't see it, but I see it. And I'm not content to stand there and watch the window close silently. Stick your hand in and try to reach that bad boy open and do something, and then take a risk of it cracking your knuckles and it blowing up on you later. So, right now, our most valuable trade asset is Jonathan Kuminga. He was the scorer last night. He did some good things. I think he's the one dude that's got value, but I don't think he is ready to go with stuff to win a championship this season. Maybe next season, maybe two seasons, maybe three seasons. Steph Curry can't wait around that long.
Yeah.
Trade Kuminga. Get a star, swing hard, you might hit something. Ho, ho, ho.
Yeah, that's
incredible.
That's quite a walk-off there. Thanks for that call there, Dave. So, yeah, there's the simple solution. Trade Kuminga, get another star? What do you think of that, Jake?
I think, I appreciate that. My favorite line is Curry and Green look absolutely geriatric. I just think geriatric.
That walk-off line there was too good as well.
I thought Draymond, when he was out there, looked great, but like the injuries with him, too, just keep cropping up. I think the thing with the Kuminga trade, I'm with you. I think Kuminga, the problem with him is he is a slasher, right? I don't think he's ever going to be a great shooter in this league. And if you're going to have a guy that you're going to pair with, you know, Curry on the wing, and maybe Kuminga becomes, like last night, he was great offensive rebounding, and he's getting second chances.
He was dynamic last night.
Right, and so that makes a difference if he's doing that consistently, which so far he's not. But if Kuminga was going to be a guy that you wanted to pair with Curry and you felt like, oh, he's going to elevate this team, he would need to be able to be a semi-consistent shooter, even from mid-range, from deep, and you just don't have that with him as a player yet. I still think like that Dwayne Wade mold is sort of what he should go for, but that's not where the NBA is. If you're a wing, if you're trying to get paid, you need to shoot threes.
Everyone shoots threes in the NBA, so it is kind of a prerequisite.
It's necessary. I'm not even blaming him for it. I just think that's sort of the mold that would benefit him as a player. In terms of a trade, it's tough, right? It's tough because of the new salary cap rules. It's so much harder to make all this stuff work and just say, all right, we're going to go get a guy. So what are the names out there? Zion, who's just like not in shape, not healthy. Sure.
A lot of red flags. So that's the guy who I want the Warriors to go after.
That said, none of that, as Bobby Marks said on our air, he's non-guaranteed money going forward, right? So you can get out of that deal. If you trade for him, the upside there is monumental. Okay, that's a real option. Brandon Ingram, I'm not sure that's a guy they really want.
I don't know if he's a fit for the way Steve Kerr likes to operate this team.
Ball dominant, like off-brand, yeah, sort of bizarro KD, and that's kind of disrespectful to KD. And then you've got Lauri Markkanen's off the table, right? And then so you got Jimmy Butler, which means you're trading, you know, four or five guys.
Everything, yeah.
And sure, maybe you go do that. The problem with that is that this is a team that is in this situation where the depth is what can sustain them going forward, because they've got this old aging team around Steph and Draymond, and they need all these pieces just to get through the regular season. But those pieces aren't good enough to really do anything and get you a good seeding. So if you get Jimmy Butler, you get older, you get more injury prone, and if you get in a series and Jimmy and Steph and Draymond, they're all healthy, great, that's fantastic. But how are you going to get there? Mm-hmm. So they're in this like sort of impossible situation. That said, I do think doing something bold, like Kuminga, is he really the future? Like, are you really going to build around him as a 1A star? I don't see it.
I've yet to see it, too. I've always been a big believer in Jonathan Kuminga, or I've wanted to be a big believer in Jonathan Kuminga. He's been a fine player. I think this year they're finally trying to empower him and trying to really make him take that next step. I've always wondered what Kuminga would have been like if he got drafted onto a lottery team and not a team that was in win now mode, because you look at the guys who were drafted in that, you know, draft with him, you know, the guys like the Scotty Barneses, the Cade Cunninghams, Franz Wagners, Davion Mitchells, you know, guys who drafted before after him, they all, you know, Kuminga they dwarf Kuminga in minutes played. And you know, granted, you know, Kuminga's been on much better teams. You know, Kuminga, his overall win-loss record is much better than those guys, but that's because he was on a team that was playing for a championship in his first year and has been chasing a championship in the 3 years that have followed, or 2.5 years that have followed. And when you're a young player like that, you know, when you're on those bad teams, you have a chance to play through your mistakes and get better in that sense. You know, you kind of, the league kind of shapes you a little bit. He's never really had that opportunity, because the minute things start going south or he starts making mistakes, you got to yank him, because we don't have time to sit around and wait for you to go through your mistakes. I think it's what did James Wiseman in. I thought James Wiseman got off to a terrific start with the Warriors in that 2020 season, where expectations weren't so high. But obviously then he gets that the knee sprain, never is able to recover from that, never able to get into a groove, because he was on a team that was chasing wins. There's no time to develop when you're chasing wins. I feel like Kuminga, Moses Moody to a degree, fell into that trap too. And then last year, though, Brandon Podziemski didn't really fall into that trap as much. And if you're Jonathan Kuminga, I'm looking around, and we saw happen last year, you're thinking, well, what the heck? I put my dues in, but I'm not getting it. This dude comes in from Santa Clara. He's getting more run right off the rip. Like, what do I have to do? That's when you have that situation last year where Kuminga goes, you know, complains to CJ Holmes behind the scenes, said, you know, I lost faith in Steve Kerr.
Awesome. Just by the way, as an aside, insane thing for a player to say. So funny to be like 21 years old.
You're 2.5 years in the league.
I've lost faith in a head coach who is like 10 titles. That's the worst part.
Like, you haven't really accomplished enough to truly have that anger. But at the same time, like, you're not wrong either. So we will pick more of this up on the other side. Got to hit a break here. I harass Bonte about breaks so often. If I miss a break, I lose all credibility there. So big show today. We've got a lot of Niners talk we're going to get into today. Jake, he's usually at practice every week, so he actually knows what's going on down at Santa Clara, whereas the rest of us here in 95.7, we're just kind of guesstimating what's actually going down there. But it is a Tuesday on the Morning Roast, which means we got Brian Baldinger. He will be joining us at 7:30, as he usually does on the Morning Roast. And all guests on 95.7 The Game appear on the River Islands guest line. Isn't it time for you to discover the islands? That is River Islands in Lathrop. When we get back, we got the Warriors Future Focus. We'll hear from Steve Kerr a little bit as well. And then Jonathan Kuminga, as we're talking about him right now, Jake, I feel like we are in the final days of Jonathan Kuminga. I will explain why I think that on the other side. That is called a tease, Steven Risotto, teaching you some stuff about radio today. What is coming up on The Game is brought to you by Safeway. Your calls, your Warrior takes, your Niner takes, your Christmas takes too. It's Christmas Eve. If you want to call in, sing your favorite Christmas song for us, by all means, call in, sing your favorite Christmas carol for us. Well, maybe we'll get Jake, maybe we'll get Steven. I'll probably sing at some point on this show.
God, I hope not.
It's Christmas Eve here on the Morning Roast. You know, nothing matters. More from you guys on the other side.